This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Idol worship has been a common practice among most nations for thousands of years. Egypt, Babylon, Greece, Rome, and other nations have worshipped gods of their own making. When the Apostle Paul visited the city of Athens, one of the most intellectual cities in the world, he was provoked when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Acts 17:16. Later in Acts 17, Luke records a powerful speech Paul delivered to the Athenian philosophers who had gathered in the Areopagus. He told them that the God of heaven made the earth and all things in it. He informed them that the Lord God does not dwell in temples made with hands. Neither is he worshipped with men's hands as though he needed anything. Acts 17:24-25. The creator of our world, the God we worship, is the living God, not a God made of gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. Acts 17:29. God knew the tendencies of people, including the Israelites, to worship idols. He saw what happened when Moses did not come down from Mount Sinai as soon as the people thought he should. So the children of Israel made a golden calf and even pretended that it had delivered them from Egypt. Paul pled with the Corinthians, "Neither be idolaters as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play." 1 Corinthians 10:7. As the Israelites prepared to enter Canaan, God demanded of them, "The graven images of their gods, that is, the gods of the pagan nations, you shall burn with fire. You shall not desire the silver or gold that is in them, nor take it unto yourselves, lest you be snared therein. For it is an abomination to the Lord your God." Deuteronomy 7:25. The Israelites were to be separate from their pagan neighbors. They could not participate in their religious activities or have any part of idol worship. Religious pluralism did not have God's approval then, and it does not have it today. They could not compromise the worship that God had ordained. Paul explained to the Corinthians, "Now these things, that is, the incidents from Israel's history, were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they lusted." 1 Corinthians 10:6. We understand why God forbade His people to have any association with idolatry. But what could possibly be wrong with using the gold or the silver that overlaid the idols? Did the pagans' use of the gold and silver contaminate the metals? God wanted His people to avoid any possibility of forsaking Him for other gods. So the idols, including the precious metals that covered them, were to be utterly destroyed. There are similarities between God's instructions in this case and what He told King Saul later. When God commissioned Saul and the Israelite army to march against the Amalekites and utterly destroy all that they have and spare them not, He forbade them to take any of the nation's possessions as spoils of war. But Saul and the Israelite army returned from battle, bringing with them King Agag and fat cattle for sacrificing unto God. We should remember what the prophet Samuel said to Saul, "Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, He has also rejected you from being king." 1 Samuel 15:22-23. God also charged the Israelites through Moses, "Neither shall you bring an abomination into your house, lest you be a cursed thing like it, but you shall utterly detest it, and you shall abhor it, for it is a cursed thing." Deuteronomy 7:26. God meant for His people to have nothing to do with idolatry. They not only were to avoid idols, they were to detest and to abhor them. Thank you for listening today, and may God richly bless you.